As we do every other Monday, we head to the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. And our guest this afternoon is my great friend, the president and CEO, Eric Spoonmore. Hey, how are you today, my buddy?
I'm doing great, Glass. How are you doing?
I am outstanding because my technical supervisor is here with me today, and we are trying to get this up and running to sound as great as possible, and he's getting all the live examples. So thanks for being one of my test subjects today. I appreciate that. Placebo not included for you. The last time we spoke, we were having some fun with the Redlegs. Now look, they're in first place at the All-Star break. So that is quite exciting.
Ellie De La Cruz is a sensation, and I can't tell you if I'm more happy about them being in first place right now or if I'm more happy about seeing St. Louis in last place right now, and especially the Pirates in second to last place. So this is just great. You know, everything is working out really well baseball-wise. The Reds are playing good. Love David Bell and things that he's doing. Let's hope they can carry this into the second half of the season.
Take a nice deep breath. You get a couple of days here after playing the Brewers. You're in first place. All you're going to hear for the next 4 days is you're in first place. Doesn't that sound pretty good, doesn't it?
So that's, I love it, yes.
That is exciting. Now, last week, Monday, we no show. Why? We're getting ready for the big 4th of July holiday. And there you were, front and center with my great friend Jim Inman Jr. Tell me what you saw there on the review stand and how great our celebration here is locally, and all the wonderful what do we call these entrants you had to judge last week.
We had it was over 60 entrants. It was a fantastic parade, beautiful weather day, and it was a lot of fun to be up there with my friend Jim Inman Jr. and seeing all the floats come by and the parade entrants walking by. After, you know, having walked that parade myself multiple times in the past, I know it's it can be a lot out there in the hot weather, but man, it was a lot of fun. So I'm hope we can do that again in future years. But it was a great day for a parade in Bloomington. I love having the 4th of July parade on the 4th of July, and then of course, you know, afterwards everyone heads over to the Elks Club for the fish sandwiches.
Lee Chapman and the gang frying that fish.
Just an awesome tradition that we have here in Bloomington, and it's so nice to see the outpouring of support from the community to be there celebrating our freedoms and our liberties, and celebrating the community, I think, is a big part of it, too.
And Eric, when we put the parade on, it's just not one group, right? It's truly a coming together of a lot of downtown in Bloomington. I don't know who puts this all together. Who's in charge of making sure these are fun every 4th of July?
Well, the Bloomington Parks and Recreation Department really does a lot of the work to get this done. And so we certainly appreciate their efforts in doing this every year. Downtown Bloomington, Inc. and our good friend Talisha Kopic and her staff put a lot of work into this and coordinating it as well. So really, you're right. It is a collective effort, and I think the community really appreciates all of that.
Eric Spoonmore is the president and CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, and he joins us every other Monday here to keep our eyes and ears on the big things and big news angles, making news here locally. And, I know something that's very near and dear to a lot of people here. What are we going to do about the convention center expansion? Well, we saw some movement middle of the week last week. Tell me about the county commissioners, what they have put together, and what the chamber and yourself think about everything trying to move forward and that timeline of what's happening next. Well, we'll get that all covered, won't we?
Yeah, you know, it was a big week last week in terms of developments for the convention center and how that's going to move forward. I was at the county commissioners meeting last Wednesday. On their agenda was the formal establishment of a capital improvement board. They voted in favor of it unanimously. This was a really historic vote, I think, in Bloomington and in Monroe County. And it all, for all intents and purposes, really kind of settled the debate that was happening between the city and county on how the governance of this expansion project is going to move forward. So the commissioners, of course, they own the convention center. The city has the money that was put in place by the county council, so that requires a lot of Working together, the commissioners have established the Capital Improvement Board that gives them, gives the county three appointments, gives the city three appointments, and then those six individuals will then get together and decide who the seventh member of the Capital Improvement Board will be. And, you know, the project then will be turned over to the Capital Improvement Board. They'll make the decisions on, you know, what the recommended land will be for the expansion, what direction it's going to go, what parcels will be needed to be utilized for the different aspects of it, the hotel and potential parking facilities and expansion facilities and so forth, architects and design. So these are all things that, you know, the elected officials will be removed from, and the appointed experts will take that project over, and we'll also have responsibility for getting the funding in place and all of that. So, you know, Chamber was very, very supportive of this, 100% supportive of it. I think the commissioners did absolutely the right thing. This gets the city and the county working together in an equivalent partnership, which it was always meant to be. If you look back in 2017, 2016, in that time frame when the food and beverage tax was passed for the express purpose of expanding the convention center, it was always agreed upon by all elected officials involved, the mayor, the city council, the county commissioners, that this was going to be a partnership between the city and the county. And I can't think of any better partnership in forming that than what the commissioners did with this Capital Improvement Board. So I think it's a great step forward. And finally, we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Isn't this exciting? It's going to be great for Bloomington's downtown.
Well, I couldn't agree with that more. And I just hope that this process gets things moving, because there aren't going to be any elected officials on this board. It's appointed. Now, does that worry you in any shape or form if we do run into some gridlock, Eric? Or is that just part of the natural process moving forward not taking up all the elected officials' time by doing both jobs?
Right. Yeah, you know, there's always potential for things to come up that could present some obstacles for progress. But, you know, this is also going to involve an interlocal agreement between the city and the county. My understanding is they're very close to getting all that wrapped up. And I think that interlocal agreement will really define, you know, the various roles and what everyone's going to agree to. So those are going to be, that's going to be the roadmap, but that's going to be the rules of the road. And I think that should settle most of, you know, any of those potential conflicts that could come up.
Now, we're on a time frame here. I wouldn't say time budget, but we've got to have our ducks in a row. Marty Hawk told me, what, first week in December? Does that sound right?
Yeah, the state legislature is, obviously they've been concerned with the lack of progress on this convention center since we've been collecting this tax for the last 6 years, and so they made it very clear they want to see meaningful progress being made, and they outlined some very specific steps that city government and county government need to take. We've got to have a plan in place by the end of the year. And then you know, the money and the dollars that were collected by the food and beverage tax have to be spent according to that plan by, I believe, July of 2025 is when that really needs to start taking shape. So not a whole lot of time, considering we've got a brand new city administration coming in beginning January 1st. There's going to be a lot to get figured out here. But hopefully in the next few months, you know, it looks like it's going to be Kerry Thompson who will be our next mayor. I don't believe that there's another candidate that has been fielded on the Republican side or the independent side of things. So looks like I think a lot of this work can get some prep done before Kerry takes office and get a little bit of a head start there for her.
Eric Spoonmore, the president, CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, checks in every other Monday with us. All right, let's get back to the CIB and the who's going to be appointed to this. The commissioners get two, the council, city council gets two. Who are they choosing from? Did you apply for this process? Do they call you? I'm not familiar with how this works.
Sure. So the way that it's written in the Capital Improvement Board ordinance is that the county commissioners will get two appointments. The mayor of Bloomington will have two appointments. The city council will have one appointment. The county council will have one appointment. So that's the six people. Those six will decide who the seventh person is. There's also some political balance that's required for the Capital Improvement Board. So you can't have, I think a maximum number of four and one political party that can serve on the Capital Improvement Board. So that's a consideration that needs to be taken into place. But my understanding, what the commissioner said last week, is they are accepting applications from residents and citizens who are interested in serving on the Capital Improvement Board. They're doing that immediately. They want to get appointments made very swiftly, and we're hopeful that the city will follow suit with their appointments so that we can get this stood up as quickly as possible so that they can begin the important work of the Convention Center Expansion Project. But, there's applications available on the county website. You can go to Monroe County Government's website, find the application to serve on a board or commission, indicate that you're interested in serving on the Capital Improvement Board, submit it there electronically, and they will be reviewing those. And ultimately, through an interview process, we'll select the folks that will be serving on the Capital Improvement Board. I don't know how the city plans to do their process, but I would imagine it would be a similar type of framework for the three appointments that they have to make. Again, the mayor gets two, city council gets one.
And Eric Spoonmore, the president and CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, joining us today. So this gets in motion. And what is your expectation by this time next year to give the people who aren't, you've been in county government, you've served in multiple places here. What a year from now do you hope to have? Is it dialogue? Is it a shovel in the ground? I'm not sure how this works.
Well, I hope what we, at the very least, we have reassured the General Assembly that we're serious about this project. That we need to have this funding stream in place with the food and beverage tax in order to get the project done. And so there's certain steps that they've required us to take. And so I hope that we have satisfied all of that sufficiently. And, I would hope that we've got some of the financing figured out, too, that, maybe bonds have been sold at that point to get the project underway, that we've got a nice design for it that everyone has agreed to. And we know exactly what properties are going to be used for the various components of the expansion. And, in best case scenario, shovels in the ground, next summer, next fall.
And we hope, it's just a sign of progress that's going on. And we've had enough time to sort through all the details. Let's just hope we can get this moving in the right direction. We'll let the fighting about which land we're going to use or not use, or the old building versus a new building and budget. It's not those are going to. I don't want to say contentious, but those are going to be some very important gatherings.
Yes? It is, and I think it's good that, the politicians are removed from that conversation and they have agreed at that point to allow the Capital Improvement Board to have those conversations. We know what parcels of land in that area have been accumulated by both city and county government over the years for future expansion of the convention center. So, I would imagine that, obviously anything that has been purchased with innkeeper's dollars, that has to be used for tourism-related projects, and there's been quite a bit of land that's been purchased in that area for that purpose. So the county would own that. The city's got some land down there as well, too, that they have, over the years, expressed a desire to commit towards the expansion project. So I think all of that will be in play. It's just kind of, do they want to go south? Do they want to go north, east, west, that kind of stuff? And I think it's best to have the appointed folks making those decisions, the experts who really understand the business of conventions and the hospitality sector and the downtown and all of that to arrive at those decisions, and would probably make things a little less contentious as well, too.
All right, before I let you go, get back to you need some rest, too. You've been watching the Reds. Everybody needs a little break for the All-Star week this week. Oh, that's the good news. We're not trying to get to figure out when they've been eliminated. We're in first place. The Red Leg
that's
fans
right.
are in first place. That's good. We need nominations coming up, and you've got a Business After Hours event, not this week, but next, two busy things on your July calendar.
Yeah, we've got a business after hours that will be sponsored by Indiana Members Credit Union, and that will be held at Switchyard Park. Switchyard Brewing Company. And
well, you could have been right on either accord, because something's happened at both those places just about every day of the week.
I know there's a lot going on for sure. So that'll be a lot of fun again on July 20th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The business after hours, the attendance rates at these are just, you know, continue to climb and climb and climb. So it is a lot of fun to have people come out and all the chamber members come out and network and have a good time. So if you're a chamber member, come join us at Switchyard Brewing Company, Indiana Members Credit Union, for the business after hours. We've also got a ribbon cutting on 2 days from now at Sycamore Farm.
It's out my way. Nice.
Yeah. Let me see what time that is going to be. That'll be at 5 to 6 p.m., and that's at 1720 That Road. Down on the south side of town, as you said, and so that'll be a nice celebration to cut the ribbon there. One of my favorite things to do in the job is celebrating new businesses or the expansion of a business where we get to cut the ribbon, so come celebrate that for us. And we are accepting nominations for our annual meeting and community awards celebration. The annual meeting and all of those community awards will be announced on September 7th. But in the meantime, we are collecting all the nominations. So go to the Chamber's webpage, see the awards and what the opportunities are to nominate good, worthy individuals for that and submit those nominations. We want as many as we can get when we're making our community awards this year. And that's always a huge, huge event for us at the Convention Center. Again, September 7th, it'll be a luncheon. We'll have probably 600 people in attendance at that event, so be sure to register early for that one if you want to attend. And then I also want to say just one last thing here. And my family and I, we went out to the Ellettsville fireworks show this weekend. It was on July 8th, and I've got to say it was one of the most spectacular fireworks displays that I have seen in recent memory. And I just want to say thank you to the Ellettsville community, to the fire department out there, and all the volunteers that put that together. It was so nice to see so many families out enjoying a beautiful summer weekend night, people with their blankets and their coolers out there watching the fireworks. It just, you know, almost reminded me of when I was a kid. I remember we used to do those really nice fireworks displays here in Bloomington. Hope we can get back to that someday, but it sure was an incredible display, and I know the community really appreciated that. So kudos to the Ellettsville folks. They're really on the right track with some things out there.
Well, I can see it. It's written in the stars right now in the sky in fireworks. The 2024 Downtown Fireworks brought to you by the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, now we're talking. Yeah.
That and get the Reds to join our Chamber of Commerce as well. They better strike while the iron's hot. Get them in the door. See if you can work that deal out. We get to get Ellie De La Cruz in town, McLean and Steer and all the guys.
They'll bring them out. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for your time and insight as always. See, it's not boring here in July. There's plenty of things going on.
Lots going on, yep.
And the next time we talk to you will be the 24th. Then school will be the next week. All right.
Right around the corner. School is getting ready to start. Yep.
Now, what grade is your daughter going to be in?
She's going into sixth grade this year, so it's a big year. She's really excited.
Big jump. Ready to go.
Yep.
All right. Enjoy summertime, what's left of it, and we'll talk in 2 Mondays, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, class. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.